This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It is the season of tipping, the mail carrier, the garbage person, and some believe your child's teacher. But how much is too much? The school board in Arlington, Virginia voted last night to cap gifts for teachers at $100 per year. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports that these policies are quite common.
This time of year, parents can agonize about what to give their kids' teachers.
Because you don't know what everyone else is giving. You don't want to undergive. You don't want to overgive.
This year, Kim Egan from Santa Monica opted to pool her money with other parents. She gave $50 for each of her two kids. Pretty modest, next to some gifts reported in Anchorage, Alaska.
From plane tickets to Hawaii to fur coat to diamond jewelry.
Anchorage School District's Todd Hess says perks like that are rare, but the district is mulling a ban on gifts worth more than $50. At Boulder Valley Schools in Colorado, the cap is $25. Chief Financial Officer Leslie Stafford says that's to avoid any appearance of a bribe.
Possibly a parent wanting to influence a student's grade. By keeping it small, you know, we just get rid of any of those questions.
And protect kids who can't afford a big gift from feeling awkward about it. For parents who really want to give more, Stafford suggests donating books to the school library. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.